Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to my Angel Healing House radio program. I cannot believe that the next show that we will be doing next Thursday at 10 a.m., of course, Pacific Standard Time, that it will be October already. And I love October because October is my birthday, October 7th. I hope everyone is well during these absolutely extraordinary times of light on planet Earth. Yes, planet Earth is transcending. Some people say it's morphing. Whatever word you want to use, we are going from the dark to light on this planet. And it is causing a lot of people upheaval. But in order to transcend that dark, we will have to go through these times, and the Posse of Angels and I are here to help you go through those times. I'd like to start today's show by sharing an absolutely beautiful testimonial from a client after she received clearing of sabotaging beliefs and clearing of contracts from her ancestral line and past lives. She wrote, "I had the pleasure of working with Candy and her Posse of Angels for an ancestral healing and past life session. She and her posse are true master counselors of healing that far exceeded my expectations. Candy's compassion, her love and guidance allowed me the sacred space to be vulnerable enough to allow for my light to prevail through any darkness I may have been carrying for lifetimes. I unequivocally know I have stepped into my true authentic power from our healing session together. I feared that offering my gifts to the world would be judged and criticized, but rather the very opposite holds true. This healing session showed me that the only way to get through something is to get truthful with it. The clarity helped to release it on your cellular level and to set myself free. I'm so grateful and blessed to have worked with Candy and her angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Thank you for the blessing for me indeed. And that comes from Regina Longo in the USA. To release unconscious, sabotaging beliefs and programming from your ancestral line and perhaps past lives that you may not even be aware of that you are operating from. These things may be stopping you from achieving financial stability and success, from experiencing a beautiful, loving relationship, from being able to put the past to rest, or stopping you from experiencing health. Please do phone me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House, and that number is 831-277-3716, or you can always visit angelhealinghouse.com. Just a reminder for those who are on the switchboard, and I see your numbers blinking, that's 610 519 and 610-220. I will be taking calls at about 20-25 minutes past the hour. You can call into the show for free intuitive guidance from myself and my wonderful, loving angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Call in on 646-716-6794. Now, the Posse of Angels and I have been speaking for several weeks how there's a great influx of new earth energies and immense light which is bathing our beloved planet Earth, which is helping to shift our bodies from carbon-based to higher crystalline frequencies, which will hold higher states of consciousness and higher states of health for us. A couple of reasons that this is happening. One is that our DNA, our 12 strands of DNA, were manipulated down to only two using very dark manipulative technologies by the dark agenda. And now those frequencies have been healed and freed up in order for our 12 strands to be able to be functioning again. And then another reason is that with the dimensional shifts or the higher frequency on the planet, we are adding to our just our seven chakras. We are going from seven to 12 chakras, one above and four below. One below us, below that root chakra, and then another four above that. Because we are encompassing more light. Very exciting times on the planet. As we are integrating these new energies, many people are feeling an overwhelming urge to make new changes in their lives, like we want to start something new. Many have of my clients have said that they are feeling itchy to move to new locations, to change relationships, change their jobs, their work, or their career. But the frustrating part is that many of us have not been given any indication or sign yet as to what action to take. But the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that that sign or those signs will be coming in. Now, during this month of September, we have been gifted, it's an actual blessing, we have been gifted with a time out. This is a pause to help us adjust to these new earth frequencies which are bathing the planet. This pause is helping us to have the time to create more relaxation and actually create more ease in our lives. The Posse of Angels is reminding us to be less serious and to feel freer. They are suggesting for us to allow ourselves to feel liberated, just like our planet is experiencing liberation from going from the dark into the light. A great way to allow our inner child to come out and invite them to play is by connecting with the fairies and the angels in our lives to help us to be expressions of joy so that we can create lives of playfulness and fun by taking a break from seeing what's wrong with the world. We make space and allow for what is so right and so beautiful and so wonderful to enter. For instance, my beloved husband Pete and I have been enthralled for the past week as he discovered a nest on the ledge right outside of our window with two baby doves in it. I've been posting pictures on my Facebook page. Doves are a sign of peace, rebirth, resurrection, change, celebration, and with them being babies, it is a sign for fresh starts and new beginnings. You know, everyone, 100 plus million miracles like these are happening every day. And the more we put our focus and attention on just what is beautiful, then we will experience more beauty in our lives. If you have felt as if one of my Reiki students said to me the other day, she said she feels completely rudderless and like she has no wind in her sails. If you feel like this, then the Posse of Angels and I wish to explain to you that it's because September has gifted us. It's actually a blessing, a necessary time out to recharge and make this ascension, the evolution of our consciousness, as fun as we possibly can. Remember, the joy is always on the journey, not the destination. But only if you allow the joy to come in and you look for it. Now, I have spoken many times over all my years, going back to January of 2012, about the little girl inside of me and my wiggle. I wiggle when I get excited about something, and it may not be logical, and it may, oh, there's one of the doves in the tree. I just spoke about the doves. I'm looking at it through my French doors, going out to my balcony. And just as I was saying about the beautiful baby doves, there is the dove appearing on the branch. So, yes, this giddiness inside of me, my wiggle when I get excited, it may not be logical and it may not be rational or justified, but I go in that direction. And on the other side of that is always rewards and miracles. Well, the Posse of Angels and the fairies are saying that it's time for each one of us to have more fun and more play and to get our skipping on. If we allow these September energies to do what they are designed to do, then we will be more likely to let in all our hearts have been longing for and desiring, not only for ourselves, but for humanity as well. These high-frequency new energies, they're actually preparing us energetically for what is coming in the next months and in 2021. They wish us to know that our bodies have to be prepared in a light-filled state for what will be presented. 2001 will be the year of disclosure, when our planet is finally able to take its place as a planet of light, rejoining the benevolent and helpful Galactic Federation of Light. This was able to occur because of the great consciousness awakening of millions upon millions of people on Earth who woke up, and its inhabitants were finally freed from the enslavement and control by a dark agenda. Now, in order to be introduced to our intergalactic brothers and sisters who are high-frequency beings of light, it is we will also need to hold and become high-frequency beings of light with raised consciousness, or there will be no way that we will be able to perceive and see them. But we are also being prepared for the public disclosure of the extent of the darkness. Now, these are the specific people and how humanity was carefully tricked and manipulated and kidnapped. When this dark agenda is made public, it is very important to remember that it is we who will be called upon, the light workers, the way showers, the star seeds, walk-ins like myself, as I wrote about in my number one award-winning international Amazon best-selling book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. All of us will be called upon to be the powerful spiritual warriors holding high frequencies of light and being called upon to remain neutral, to remain in a loving, peaceful state, untriggered, unreactive, and certainly non-judgmental. As those spiritual warriors of light, each one of us needs to be standing in our own powerful sovereign bodies of light to anchor the impact of what is to come. This is very important. We actually need to anchor it in so that humanity can depend on us to help others to deal with it and to help them to move through it. I've heard from so many of my clients that are saying for years and years they have been speaking about these dark agendas, these things, and people have called them conspiracy theorists, and now with so much coming to light that many of their friends and their families are waking up to this very horrendous dark agenda, and we, knowing about this for many years, are standing in our love and being non-judgmental. We're certainly not saying, I told you so, and rubbing it in or anything like that, but we are just being our non-judgmental, loving, peaceful states that are helping these people that to move through this. As those spiritual warriors of light, that is our duty. The Posse of Angels and I have said over and over that we're not here by happen chance. We didn't just plonk on this planet indiscriminately. A, we incarnated at this time to increase light on this beautiful planet, and B, to get ready for disclosure. Now, the Posse of Angels and I are sharing. We're letting you in on a secret. Many of us could have ascended in 2012, and that is what many were waiting for and destined to do. You might have been part of the conscious collective or part of humanity when you screamed and you cried to the heavens, I just want to go home. But at a deeper level, many of us chose to wait so that more and more of our brothers and sisters here on the planet could ascend to be those conscious beings of light, to increase the light on the planet, the immense light of consciousness that has been exponentially added to as a result of so many light workers and way showers and star seeds and walk-ins like myself to remain on planet Earth past 2012. It has just burst this immense and birthed and allowed this light to form on the Earth, which is now exposing dark structures and systems that are now being dismantled in order for new ones to be created in love and in light. Now, with the increased light on our beautiful planet, this has caused the splitting of dimensional worlds on Earth into the third dimension and the fifth dimension on the same planet. The third dimension comprises and focuses on things like blame, shame, judgment, having to be right, hatred, separation, division, violence, upheaval, drama, and chaos. And let's look at some of the attributes of the fifth dimension. They are collaboration, cooperation, connectivity, humanity, harmony, human unity, peace, compassion, kindness, and generosity, and of course, forgiveness. What you will experience will be dependent on what choices you make and where you are putting your focus and where you are placing your energies. Will you be experiencing the third dimension, or will you be experiencing heaven on earth in the fifth dimension? The Posse of Angels and I get asked many, many times. Once we choose those things of higher vibration, cooperation, peace, compassion, kindness, generosity, forgiveness, connectivity, harmony, once we choose those things, how do we stay in the higher dimensions? Assuming that your diet is consisting of high light-filled foods that don't contain preservatives, additives, coloring, or flavoring, provided that you're not you're drinking filtered water and not the fluoride, the poisonous fluoride, and providing that you're not being programmed by the manipulated mainstream TV and fake news, it's very important that if you are presented with someone or some information that just might have beliefs and opinions corresponding to those previously mentioned third dimensional energies of blame, judgment, and chaos, the Posse of Angels are saying that it is of the utmost importance not to see them as part of a group or organization that is carrying out lower dimensional destructive agendas of violence, division, and hatred, but to view it as a lower dimensional frequency of consciousness that only knows to perpetuate fear, control, and destruction. When viewed in this manner, it's much easier to then see it as only a mere energy that is dying off. It is literally melting away from the planet. I choose to see these eruptions of violence and division as the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz, who was melting after the light of the water was thrown onto her. Once again, the Posse of Angels and I are reminding all of us to hold the highest frequency of light. And they're saying, please, dear ones, do not allow the dying off of the dark to steal your joy, your excitement, your wonderment and passion for the creation of the new earth. And if you feel moved to do so, please help others to stay in their enjoyment, their empowerment, their positivity, and their optimism. Please remember that no matter how much we love and our family and friends, and no matter how much we would like to do it, we simply cannot go around dragging people to fifth dimension and force others to awaken by sending them articles of information. And we simply do not know what their souls have chosen to experience within this lifetime, and certainly we cannot violate their free will. Remember that we are all different, and it is very important to allow others to navigate their own path for awakening and shifting in consciousness is truly an inside job. But the Posse of Angels is suggesting that what we can do is make our life an example that invites others to follow, to partake in our beautiful experience of peace, unconditional love, and forgiveness, to share our wisdom, and perhaps then they will find the joy and passion and enthusiasm in our life. Our focus on being source energy of love and light is balancing out the energies for the planet. And the Posse of Angels and I have mentioned previously that those on social media who are regurgitating their pain out, pushing their agenda and needing to be right, making others wrong, and continually going down rabbit holes to find more darkness, what they are doing is they are making themselves dark. It's important to remember that Source energy is always, always inclusive. And Source God energy does not recognize some people as divine and others as not divine. When we say that we are all one, we meant that everyone, no matter what they have done, are all one. By focusing on the good within ourselves and the good within others, we are seeing the good in those that may not deserve that perspective to be placed on them. Yet, this is our role as light workers to shine light. Our purpose, our mission is not to go into the darkness with destructive weapons, including destructive words to thwart those in the darkness. If we find our light dimming, and in order to retain our highest integrity, it is of most benefit to remain as neutral as possible, not polarizing your attention towards or away from the positive or the negative. By being so, we can fully stay connected to the light and to our highest frequency potential that will create one world of peace, of light, and of love, no longer divided among itself. The light workers, star seeds, and walk-ins are here to do our part, and many times this means to forgive the dark agenda with compassion and unconditional love so that we are able to stay in the glory of God's light. You know, when we can unconditionally love even the worst of humanity simply because we are love, that's when we know that when we're ready to take humankind into the higher dimensions. Please know that as the dark loses more and more of its grip on the planet and it goes into its final death knell, things might appear to get worse, as they will try lots of last-ditch efforts which will just not succeed. The Posse of Angels and I have said over and over again that the light has already won on the planet. Please do remember that the greatest thing that is demolishing the dark and liberating the planet is awakened, conscious people just like you, holding massive high amounts of light energies. Yes, you are the most powerful thing. In this way, we become the keepers of frequency, and by keeping our energies high and light is how we make this frequency accessible to others. Now, the spiritual warriors and light workers, having evolved and enlightened into consciousness, are now inviting help from our Galactic Federation. And as this intense light is beaming on the planet, it is awakening millions upon millions of people, and it's expanding our hearts like never before, because bringing in a capacity to feel love. And we are reminding everyone that love is the secret weapon that will shift this planet from dark to light. If you joined us late, welcome to Angel Healing House, or you've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio that airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, do remember, if you miss any of the programs, they're all archived on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio page, and there are 300-plus of them now. Before I go to the switchboard to take some of your calls, just a reminder, for those who joined late, I am running a special for September 2020 for 30-minute channeled angel tarot card readings with my beautiful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, for only $99. Now, these sessions must be booked and prepaid before the end of September, and remember, September has 30 days, not 31. But one can schedule to have the reading after that date, but they must be booked and paid for by the end of September 30th, 2020. And also, I offer those ancestral line past life healings to negate any vows, oaths, contracts that you may not even know that you're holding on to anymore. I teach all levels of Reiki and the beautiful Reiki healing that I can do in my Los Angeles office or at Distant Healing. Please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And, of course, my website is angelhealinghouse.com. www.angelhealinghouseradio.com. There you will find my award-winning number one Amazon international best-selling books as well. And you can get the audiobooks of those award-winning books on audible.com. For those who wish to call in, remember that the call-in number is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller. We have Annie from Pennsylvania. Annie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Good. It's so lovely to speak with you. What is your question?
I recently lost my brother. I just want to know a little bit about him and how things are.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I'm picking up the cards. The first thing that is coming through, I don't know if he was younger or older than you. That is irrelevant, but he's coming through as a very young energy. He is saying, you should see him now. That's what he's saying. He said he's no longer addicted. I don't know what that means. He's no longer addicted. He is, oh my gosh, he's making me cry. He is healthy and he is vibrant and he keeps saying he's no longer addicted. I'm not sure what that means. But he's saying, he said, please don't worry about me. I am flying. I am soaring. So many things have become clear to me. He's saying, stop beating yourself up for what happened. He's saying you must forgive yourself. You must forgive yourself. New beginnings are wanting to come in on your horizon, but you keep saddling yourself with this very burdensome, like you just feel like you have the world on your shoulders, like you took bonds or oaths or vows or something that you must give to everyone else, or you must carry the burden that it's your fault or that you were partially to blame or that you should have seen signs earlier or something, but that you need to let go of this. He's also saying you've outgrown the life that you're living now. You've outgrown this, and it must be released in order for your new life to begin. He said this is going to take a great deal of strength on your part, but he's also saying but he knows his sister, and you're more than capable of doing this. How beautiful. Oh, he's
Thank
also
you.
Saying, why don't you talk to him more?
He's there.
He's also saying, he's not dead. He's just not there in the physical. He is very much alive, and he wants you to know that he's laughing. He says he's certainly not an angel. he's certainly not an angel yet, but he's working on it. And even though he's not an angel, he's with you every single step of the way, and for you to speak to him more. It's so beautiful, your relationship, but he's also saying that you must forgive yourself. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out. Phew. Well, that was huge.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you know what? He's poking his nose in again and saying, you deserve it. You deserve to let go. You deserve to let go and have the life that you are so deserved of. The first card coming out to you is the Eight of Pentacles. This is the card of your craftsmanship. This is the card of your creativity. Giving to everyone else, you've you've denied your creativity. You've actually, you used to, I don't know how far in the past they're going, but they're saying you used to do things that were creative. What did you do in the past that was creative?
Oh my gosh, I can't even remember. I'm so like caught up in everything else right now. Maybe
okay.
When I was little.
Saying, okay, this is three things that we need to do now to hop up into the fifth dimension is put more joy in our life and to connect with our inner child and to create. Whether that's art or music or dancing or singing or journaling, poetry writing, he will help you. Gee, your brother is just all over me. He said, the more that you do this, the more he will help you to do this. The next card that, oh my gosh, the next card that's coming out for you is the World card. He wants you to marry the heaven and earth. That's what he's saying. Please, Anne, marry heaven and earth. And the next card is the Ace of Cups, which is spilling over with love. By giving more love to yourself through the creativity and just creating for creation's sake, this will fill you with the abundance that you need to start creating that new world. I hope that's been helpful for you, Anne.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. This is such a blessing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. And have fun speaking with your brother.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was beautiful. Oh, brother, such a beautiful energy. Let's go to our next caller, 519. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada, okay. And what's your question?
My question is, with so many people transitioning right now, is it that they've decided to, or they didn't sign up for what's to come next, or is it, and it's not even COVID related, it just seems like there's a strange number of people passing.
It does. First of all, the posse of angels are saying thank you very much for the question. It's very, very relevant. They're saying that, and they're bringing up my dad. My dad was a metaphysician. My dad knew about all of this. He was into meditation in the 50s. He was just eating organically and holistically in the 50s. He was doing yoga. He was practicing all of these meditation and things way, way, way before it became fashionable, and it became, you know, the in thing and the way to live our lives. And he transitioned in 2016, and I was just absolutely gobsmacked. And when I spoke to him, here he is all over me now. Hi, Dad. When I spoke to him after he transitioned, I said, Dad, I said, you left before the party. And he said, I contracted to exit then because I didn't want to deal with it. I just knew what was coming, and I didn't want to deal with it. I had wrapped up all my affairs. I had waited long enough for each one of that people in the family to, to come to terms. And because he had a stroke, and then he was still, going 5 years later in absolute agony. And I said, you could have popped off, 5 years earlier. But anyway, these people didn't transition too early or too late. They transitioned exactly when they contracted, because their contracts were over. They did what they came to do, and then they're leaving. They're leaving to go on to another mission, perhaps across the veil where they can be of more help, or to another star system or another galaxy if they're interdimensional star seeds, or who knows. But it's not the COVID related or anything like that. It's just because they've decided to end their contracts at this time. Their mission was complete, and So many of us, as I said in the channel today, so many of us were really destined. We were, Jennifer, we had signed on to ascend in 2012. That was the cutoff date. That was the Mayan calendar completion. But even those that screamed to the heavens that we wanted to, please, I want to go home, and then the God and the angels had us rethink, well, we're not there quite yet, and if you stay, you could add to the immense awakening of people, and each one of those people that is awakened, then they will awaken someone else, and exponentially, that's why we're seeing millions upon millions of people awakening now. But everything is in divine order, and those people are transitioning because their time is just over here on planet Earth. So I hope that answers your question.
It does.
Thank you. I'll pull three cards for you, just three general cards.
All right.
All right, because we love the cards.
All right.
All right, let me get three cards for our lovely Jennifer. One. To which part of Canada?
Really close to Detroit, so south.
Okay. My parents, for years and years and years, had it. My dad is saying, tell her that we had a summer house on Prince Edward Island. And
beautiful.
And we grew up with Anne of Green Gables and the Lucy Maud Montgomery books, and I just rewatched the Megan Follows Anne of Green Gables again, and it always makes me cry. Okay, the first card coming out for you is the Six of Cups. This is the card of children, or it can be the card of somebody. They're saying that somebody or something that happened in the past. It may not have worked out. This could be somebody that's going to be returning to you. And they're saying it's going to work out better than you possibly could ever imagine. Do you know what this is in reference to?
Well, I do have children, but I do pull that card quite a bit, the person from the past. And I don't know. I think it's meant to be a surprise.
Yeah, okay, all right. So they're saying just be aware of that when it comes in. The next card is the movement card. It's a card either of moving location. It's the Knight of Wands. I call him the ants in the pants knight. He just is wiggling with excitement to just go off and get on it. Traveling, it could also be. So be aware with so much. And so many things opening up as we go more and more into this this monumental year of light on planet Earth, that there'll be maybe you're traveling to see your children. Maybe you'll just take advantage of travel things that come your way. And the next card is, this card came out for our lovely Anne before. It's the Ace of Pentacles. It's the creativity card. And I guess they're asking you too, do you take time to create?
Not enough.
Okay. They really want you. And they're saying, Anne, this is coming in very strong. They're saying, do you know that you're a spiritual teacher?
I do know that. And I have taught.
Okay. You have taught. Yeah, and that is the word that they want. You have taught before. They want you to put more attention on creating things to help people to stay in their joy and their empowerment and their positivity, whether that's writing a book, whether that's doing a blog, whether that's, I don't know, working with children could be. I don't know what that is, but they're saying that you needed to hear that because the world needs that spiritual teaching of yours to help with the upliftment of humanity.
Oh, good. I'll get on it.
That's
because we
beautiful.
Need it.
And we do need it. We do need it tremendously. So thank you so much for the call, sweetheart. Have an absolutely blessed, beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have, and by the way, we'll go to 610, and then after that is 781. Remember that if you want to call into the show for that free intuitive guidance, it's 646-716-6794. 610-220. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. Where are you calling from?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona. And how are you today?
I'm good. I love what you were saying about all the changes, and I can feel it, and I'm happy that it's coming. But I have a question that I've been feeling so much highs and lows physically with all the changes going on. I am a very sensitive person. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was wondering if the Posse of Angels could tell me if there's anything I can do, or, you know, I know I'm a creative person and I'm not being super creative, and that's probably part of it, but just to feel mm-hmm. better through the transition of the world's going through.
Okay, first of all, besides the creation, they're saying, oh, geez, who is coming in? Is this a grandmother? Who is coming in for you? Is this a grandmother? This is a grandmother
Probably.
That's coming. It's a grandmother who loved to cook.
Yes, that's she my grandma. She's my grandma, Mary.
Uh-huh. Okay, she's saying, and she's showing me her pots and her pans, and she's saying, dear Judy, make sure you're eating enough root vegetables. She said, and she's showing me a big pot. She said, cook things like potatoes and beets. Put potato and beets and carrots. She's saying maybe leeks, celery, things especially that grow underground, and make a soup of it. She's saying put it all together, make a beautiful soup of it. She said you can either drink this hot or cold, and it will nourish. It will nourish yourself and ground you. Another thing that they're showing is you literally lying on the ground. Literally lying
okay.
on the ground and soaking in the earth's energies. Another thing is taking a salt bath. That's going to help tremendously. And really scrub your skin to do this. They're saying also to, this is a Posse of Angels, your grandmother has received it now that she gave you this recipe.
Oh, I love it.
Such a beautiful energy. Now the Posse of Angels are saying they know how sensitive you are. They're well aware of your sensitivity and how much it enrages you that some of your family or friends discount what you know to be true, and whether that's calling you a conspiracy theory or, you know, woo-woo or whatever, they want you to remain neutral.
Okay.
And every time this happens, they want you to bless them and say, there but for the grace of God go I.
Wow.
There but for the grace of God go I, and just say they are in perfection. They are in the perfect place for them to be in order
mm-hmm.
to on their path, because as I said in the channel, you cannot drag anybody into the fifth dimension. You must allow them to ascend to consciousness inside of themselves. It doesn't matter what articles you send them. It doesn't matter, hey, I told you I was right and this happened. It doesn't matter. It has to come from inside. And they're saying that to let go and release that. They said that this is... They're also saying it's making you clench your jaw.
Yes, because I just feel like, how can you think this when the writing is on the wall? And it does make me sad and upset that people, you know, can't understand what they're seeing right before their eyes. And yes, I do clench my jaw, and that's the wrong thing for me, especially.
It's the wrong thing for you. You know, it reminds me of the Native Americans who, when they saw the ships on the horizon, because they had no reference point, they couldn't see them. They couldn't see them coming. Mm-hmm. They had never seen ships before. You know, it also reminds me of the former soul when she was a smoker, and she saw those viciously horrible ads when she lived in Australia, that somebody would take a liver and cut it down the middle and pour tar on it, and they say, this is what it looks like if you're smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And the first thing she would do is grab a pack of cigarettes and light up in defiance, like, you're not going to tell me what to do. You know,
wow.
So it doesn't matter what information we're handed, if we're not high enough vibration and we're not open to it, we will not see it. And that's not our job. Our job is to show people by example the most extraordinary, enthusiastic, creative, passionate beings that we are, loving, unconditionally loving and forgiving, and just be the example. That's it. Let's go to the cards, as I have one more caller on the line that I would like to get to. Let's see what comes out for the lovely, lovely Judy. We have the Nine of Swords. This is the nightmare card. This is the card of, please stop doing this to yourself. Please stop clenching your jaw, and please stop taking this on as if you have to save the world. The world doesn't need saving. We need to turn the mirror back on ourselves, enjoy with our inner child, and to be able to create. The next card is the Strength card, to find the strength inside of you to do these things. And the last card is the Nine of Cups, is the Wish card. And this certainly is the inner child inside of us to entertain and visualize and put your energies into those wishes. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Judy.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful. I love you, Claire Candy.
I love you too. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 781. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Are you there?
Hi, yes, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston. I actually called, I think, a few weeks ago, too.
Hello, Laura. What is your question today?
So I feel like I've been getting a lot of different... I feel like my kind of intuition has been changing a lot lately. In terms mm-hmm. of being pulled to go to different things, and then I don't know what it means, or I've been getting different images in my head, and I don't know what it means. I was just wondering if, like, the posse of angels has any words of encouragement for me, kind of like that, or
okay.
understanding a little bit.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying is, with this new influx of earth energies, it is making us just ground into the present moment, and all else is fading. And so it's within the present moment that we can see those signs and those intuitive signals around us, Laura. They want you to, when you see those signs, whether it's seeing an insect or a bird or hearing a song or get that psychic impression or whatever that is, if you feel driven to and excited to act upon it, then act upon it. You know, they're saying that that your intuition has been bumped up. Certainly, you're getting more psychic impressions, and your telepathic abilities are being able to open quite wide. And now you're adjusting to this. You know, it takes time to integrate these energies and adjust to it. But they're saying to, once again, follow your joy. If you're presented with a sign and it seems completely irrational, if it seems illogical or you can't justify doing this, then your best barometer is to go with your joy. Just go with it. And don't try to figure it out. Because we have gone from the Piscean age, which ended in 2012, which was the age of doing and logic and reason, to the age of being, to the age of allowing. And ask your angels, you know, hey, guys, guys and gals, show me. Show me some beautiful signs on what path would bring me the most joy, or what to do, or things like that. And they're saying for you to create more. What things do you do to create?
Well, I used to write, but I haven't been lately.
They're saying that's it.
Yeah.
Did you know, and maybe you do know this, that you have a book over your head?
Hmm.
It's there.
Wow.
And they want you to know, Laura, that it's already completed on the earth, on heaven's plane, on the etheric plane. And all you need to do is to sit down and make time. They're saying you have a lot of angels who are around you who are very, very good wordsmiths. They are wonderful at writing. They're telling me they're very eloquent. I like that word. eloquent when it comes to writing. I'm just getting shivers all over. And myself as a writer, I have so many writers in my posse of angels. And when we sit down, we fly together. And they're saying, Laura, write the book. When you start writing the book, they will help you and you will fly. Let me go to the cards. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And when you write the book, you better come on here and tell us what the book is about so we can all buy it.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I absolutely love it. A wonderful book. Okay. Let me go here. Go to the cards. We've only got about 3 minutes left. There you are. You're coming up as the Queen of Wands. The Queen of Wands doesn't question things. She knows her strength. She knows her empowerment. And she goes with that. And she's holding that sunflower and that staff in her hand. And she never second guesses. She just knows her empowerment. They want you to be that. The next card, they're saying that when you start writing the book, you get the sunshine, lollipops, and roses card, which is the Ten of Cups. The highest emotional fulfillment. You are going to fly. The next card is the Ace of Pentacles. They're saying this is going to bring you in money. It's not only from the sale of the book, but it's going to be your calling card as well. And they wanted me to look at the bottom of the deck, which is the Ace of Swords. You got two aces. Actually, you got an ace, and the ten, which is another one, and the Queen of Wands, which is the mental clarity you need now to start these new beginnings. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
What did you say the second card was?
The bottom of the deck. Oh, that was the Ten of Cups, Queen of Wands,
okay, yeah.
Ten of Cups, Ace of Pentacles, and the bottom of the deck was the Ace of Swords.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care.
You too.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of my listeners as well. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, do take advantage of those 30-minute channeled Angel Tarot card readings that are only $99, but that's only until September 30th. 2020 to be booked and paid for, whether you want to do ancestral line healing, past life healing, study Reiki, all of those things, or purchase my award-winning number one Amazon international best-selling books, please do go to Amazon or angelhealinghouse.com. Take care, everyone. Go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And I'm sending you love and angel blessings as always. Take care. Bye.